Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. Oh, I'm going.
Hello, everybody. God bless you today. This is Susan Puzio. And I want to welcome you to the Prophetic News radio broadcast on Blog Talk Radio. And we have a program for you today. We are going to be talking about lying, cheating preachers. Amen. And I've had enough of these people. I don't know about you, but enough is enough already. It's like, please, go away. Find another profession, but don't take a Bible and use the name of Jesus and use it just so you can buy jets and mansions and Rolex watches and et cetera, et cetera. So enough already. But we are going to play some clips today from some of the well-known lying, cheating preachers. And I'm just going to make a few announcements. Our website, propheticnews.com, our YouTube channel, if you go there, we have some videos up. Susan Puzio, if you put my name in there, it'll bring up the videos. We have some interesting videos there. So also, I think it's been brought to my attention, and I think it's needed also, is to have a real Christian television network with real Christian people that don't just preach the gospel to take up offerings and get money. Now, I don't have anything against people taking up an offering. That's okay, as long as you don't tell people that if they give you money, they're going to get healed and they're going to get financial breakthroughs and they're going to get favor and all that. That is not why we give money to ministries. We give money to ministries because we love God. We don't give money to God because God doesn't need any money. So we need to get that whole idea out of our heads. Like, we've been so brainwashed over the years to the false teachings that we've heard that some people believe the strangest things, and it's not in the Bible. So number one criteria for your pastor or your favorite preacher is if they don't have any integrity where finances are concerned, then you need to turn them off and quit supporting them. And that's the end of it, because if people quit supporting these people, eventually they will go away. Please. And it can't be soon enough for me, and I know many of you feel the same way, but we need a real Christian television network out there. I know that there's many brothers and sisters that preach the gospel on the internet, and they have a good word for people. So if it can be a Christian network on the internet, or actually there's still thousands of channels available. I know even on my satellite system, there's thousands of empty channels with nothing on, just numbers. So I know those things are available, but it's something that we should pray about because television is still a good way to get the gospel out, the real gospel. Not that many people are preaching it anymore. The only thing these people are doing is taking up offerings. And it's like, how much money do you need? Really, the best way to get your needs met by God is to pray. You do not have to pay him off to get him to to do things for you. And anyway, God is not going to give you things that he thinks you shouldn't have in the first place. So maybe if you don't have everything that you're asking for, maybe you're not supposed to have it. It might ruin you, like it's ruined so many of these TV preachers. But also I wanted to mention the new Paula White book that's coming out next week. And First Fruits Fleecer. So we know that Paula White is a false teacher. We know that she preaches a false gospel of prosperity and has many gimmicks and scams. So the IM Publishing Company, the representative will be with me next week, and we will be talking about the new Paula White book. Of course, the first one is called Paula White, First Fruits She-Wolf, and this one will be Paula White, First Fruits Fleecer. So we know the First Fruits teaching is a scam. God knows it most of all. So whatever these people try to do, they might think they're getting over, but they're not getting over on God, because God knows all about it, and he's perfectly able to judge these so-called ministries, and eventually he will judge these ministries. Go look at the pictures on the internet of the old PTL ministry and see the old abandoned buildings just left to rot there after God judged Jim Baker. And it's the same thing with Jimmy Swaggart. He doesn't fill his balcony. If you ever look at him on TV, the balcony, it has plants up there, because even after, now he's got his own network, but he was never able to fill that building the way he used to fill it. So when God judges something, it's over. And no matter, I noticed one TV preacher now, he doesn't want to say things over the internet. He has these private meetings with his church. So, well, okay, you could try to hide things from people like me and other people that might be listening to your so-called church service to see what you have to say. But God knows what you're doing, so why are you trying to hide it from me and other people by calling these secret meetings? Please. Anyway, also I wanted to mention, because I am going to play some clips, and I'm going to play in a minute here one of my favorite songs, the Shay Lynn song, False Teachers, that you're going to enjoy. But I wanted to just mention the fair use copyright law, that you may use copyrighted materials under certain circumstances by quoting verbatim for purposes such as criticism, news reporting, teaching, and research without the need for permission from or payment to the copyright holder. So that is a law, and thank God for it. But anyway, we're going to be talking about a few of these people today. And I sincerely hope that you spread the word. And if you know, have friends that are involved with these people, give them a copy of this program, or there's other people out there, not only me, that have good material exposing these people for who they are. But you need to run for your life from these people. But I'm going to play this Shay Lynn song. This is really a good song. Thank you, Shay Lynn, for writing this song. It was brave, and also it did cause a response from Paula White's son, who came to her defense when Shay Lynn mentioned her as a false teacher. So enjoy the song, okay?
Special dedication to my brothers and sisters on the great continent of Africa, the saints in Malawi, Ghana, Nigeria, Kenya, Zimbabwe, Don't be deceived by what America send to y'all,
yeah,
man. Let me begin, while there's still ink left in my pen, I'm set to contend, for truth, you can bet will offend. Deception within, the church, man, who's letting them in. We talked about this years ago, let's address it again. Yeah, and I ain't really trying to start beef, but some who claim to be part of the sheep got some sharp teeth. It can't get mean when you criticize them, but Jesus told us Matthew 7:16, we can recognize them. And God forbid that for the love of some fans, I keep quiet and watch them die with their blood on my hands. So there's nothing left for me to do except to speak to you in the spirit of Jude 3 and 2 Peter 2. And I know that some will label me a Pharisee, because today the only heresy is saying that it's heresy. I dare to be specific and drop some clarity on the popularity of the gospel of prosperity. Turn off TBN, that channel is overrated. The pastors speak bogus statements, financially motivated. It's kinda like a pyramid scheme. Visualize heretics Christianizing the American dream. It's foul and deceitful, they're lying to people, teaching that camels squeeze through the eye of a needle. Ungodly and wicked, ask yourself, how can they not be convicted? Treating Jesus like a lottery ticket. And you're thinking they're not the dangerous type, cause some of the statements are right. That only proves that Satan comes as an angel of light. This teaching can't be believed without a cross. The lie is you can achieve a crown without a cross. And I hear it all the time when they speak on the block. Even unbelievers are shocked how they're preaching the flock. It should be obvious then, yeah, I'll explain why it's sin. Peep the Bible, it's in 1 Timothy 6:9-10. It talks about how the desire for riches has left many souls on fire in stitches, mired in ditches. Tell me, who would teach you to pursue as a goal the very thing that the Bible says will ruin your soul, huh? Yet they're encouraging the love of money. To make it worse, they've exported this garbage into other countries. My heart breaks even now as I'm rhyming. You wanna know what all false teachers have in common?
What?
It's called selfism, the fastest growing religion. They just dress it up and call it Christian. Don't be deceived by this funny biz. If you come to Jesus for money, then he's not your God.
Money is.
Jesus is not a means to an end.
No.
The gospel is he came to redeem us from sin. And that is the message forever I'll yell.
Down.
If you're living your best life now, you're headed for hell.
Talk to him.
Joe Osteen.
False teacher.
Let him go.
Preston Dollar is a
false teacher.
Well.
Benny Hinn is a
false teacher.
I know they're popular, but don't let them deceive ya.
Talk to him.
Keeney Jakes is a
false teacher.
Count
Joyce Meyer is a
false teacher.
Let him go.
Paula White is a
false teacher.
Use your discernment, let the Bible lead ya.
Keep going.
Fred Price is a
false teacher.
Count the troll.
Kenneth Copeland is a
false teacher.
Well.
Robert Tilton is a
false teacher.
I know they're popular, but don't let them deceive ya.
Talk to him.
Eddie Long is a
false teacher.
Let him know.
Juanita Bynum is a
false teacher.
Well.
Paul Crouch is a
false teacher.
Use your discernment, let the Bible lead ya.
But false prophets also arose among the people, just as there will be false teachers among you, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the master who bought them, bringing upon themselves swift destruction. And many will follow their sensuality, and because of them, the way of truth will be blasphemed. And in their greed, they will exploit you with false words. Their condemnation from long ago is not idle, and their destruction is not asleep. 2 Peter 2:1-3.
Special dedication to my brother.
All right. Go on, Shaylin. All right, he's our brother. Anyway, you can get that song from... it's on YouTube, and I think probably Shaylin has a website, but I enjoy that so much. Oh, yeah, the wolves have sharp teeth. They have sharp teeth. Yes. They're very good at what they do. They must stay up at night thinking of new gimmicks. Anyway, I want to read a few scriptures. I was so surprised when I was doing some word studies on this subject, how much information is really in the Bible concerning these type of people. But let's look here. I'm going to read one scripture to you here. Her princes in the midst thereof are like wolves ravening the prey to shed blood and to destroy souls to get dishonest gain. And her prophets have dubbed them an untempered mortar, seeing vanity and divining lies unto them, saying, thus saith the Lord, when the Lord has not spoken. The people of the land have used oppression and exercised robbery and have vexed the poor and needy. Yea, they have oppressed the stranger wrongfully. And I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found none. Therefore have I poured out mine indignation upon them. I have consumed them with the fire of my wrath. Their own way have I recompensed upon their head, saith the Lord God. I didn't write down the scripture verse there, but I'll get it for you. If you wanted to do a word study that relates to this topic, you can, if you write down these words, because there's so many scriptures, you'll be surprised yourself. If you do a word study on the word perverted, filthy, gain, bribes, bribery, extortion, crafty, lucre, you'll find so many scriptures. you know, God talks a lot about this. He really talks a lot about this, and so if God talks a lot about it, then we should be talking about it too. Here's one in 1 Samuel 8:3, and his sons walked not in his ways, but turned aside after lucre, that's money, and took bribes and perverted judgment. So don't we see that now? We kind of see this whole gang of people bribing one another, going to each other's conferences, going on these so-called Christian television networks, and they all have one thing in mind, is how much money can you raise for me? And then you come to my church and I give you a big offering, and then I come to your church and you give me a big offering. So that scripture in Samuel is so good. They turned aside after lucre, money, and took bribes, and then they perverted judgment. So don't we see that? Let not him that is deceived trust in vanity, for vanity shall be his recompense. Job 5:12, he disappointeth the devices of the crafty, so that their hands cannot perform their enterprise. Hallelujah! So like I said before, these people can try to cover up what they're doing, but here Job says that God disappoints the devices of the crafty so that their hands cannot perform their enterprise. So sooner or later, your little enterprise, your little con game, your little scam, it's going to come to an end. Job 15:5, for thy mouth uttereth thine iniquity, and thou choosest the tongue of the crafty. Psalm 83:3, they have taken crafty counsel against thy people and consulted against the hidden ones. Job 15:4, yea, thou castest off fear and restraineth prayer before God, for thy mouth uttereth thine iniquity, and thou choosest the tongue of the crafty. So why do people choose the tongue of the crafty? Because they want a quick fix. They want something fast. They think that because they throw $5 or $1,000 or whatever at these preachers, and then they say, you're giving it to God, but you're not giving it to God. You're giving it to them. And so you are not going to get anything back by doing that. Maybe you might get something back, but it didn't come from God. So I'd like to remind you that if the devil gives you something, he's going to steal it right back. So God, the kingdom of God doesn't operate like that. The kingdom of God is built on love and truth and honesty. And if a minister of the Word of God can have honesty and integrity, then we shouldn't be listening to him at all, because a lot of these people aren't saved. There's no way they can be saved. You cannot be saved and be a thief. Yeah, maybe you can make a mistake, but to constantly do these kind of things day after day, week after week, and year after year, no, you can't be a Christian. No. Isaiah 44, thus saith the Lord thy Redeemer, and he that formed thee from the womb, I am the Lord that maketh all things, that stretcheth forth the heavens alone, spreadeth abroad the earth by myself, that frustrateth the tokens of the liars, and maketh diviners mad, that turneth wise men backward, and maketh their knowledge foolish. Oh, hallelujah. I'm telling you, God's something else. He really is. He really is. He's going to do it, and nobody is going to be able to take credit for it, because it's going to be God that puts an end to this. 1 Timothy 1. Well, this is a little long, this scripture, but I'm going to read it anyway. As I besought thee to abide still at Ephesus when I went into Macedonia, that thou mightest charge some that they teach no other doctrine. So don't let these people tell you that doctrine isn't important. It is important. Neither give heed to fables and endless genealogies, which minister questions rather than godly edifying, which is in faith. So do. Now the end of the commandment is charity out of a pure heart and of a good conscience and of faith unfeigned, for which some, having swerved, have turned aside unto vain jangling, desiring to be teachers of the law. Yeah, they teach tithing, they teach first fruits, they teach Passover offerings. They want to put you back into the Old Testament, but of course we know that none of that was money anyway. Understanding neither what they say nor whereof they affirm. But we know that the law is good if a man use it lawfully. Knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly and for sinners, for unholy and profane, for murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers, for manslayers, for whoremongers, for them that defile themselves with mankind, for men stealers, for liars, for perjured persons, and if there be any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine. So doctrine is important. And these teachings, these false prosperity teachings, and I know I've said this before, but the best way to get your needs met is to get a job, get a good job, get an education. That's the way you're going to get your needs met. God is not going to open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. He's not going to drop money out of the sky. That passage, I believe, in Malachi was talking about rain for crops. So God doesn't have any money in heaven. He's not dropping any down. Maybe somebody, God might speak to somebody throughout your life to bless you financially. That might happen. But you're not going to put down $10 on the heavenly wheel of fortune and then $1,000 is going to come back to you just because you're a nice person. That's not going to happen. So save your money. You need it. Your family needs it. And use it to pay your bills. Because most people that are following these preachers are in debt anyway. And they're never going to get out of debt. And these people go home and they laugh at you. Trust me, they do. Okay, the Bible says that a bishop must be blameless, not self-willed, not soon angry, not given to wine, and not given to filthy lucre. Well, if that's all you hear from a so-called man and woman of God is, send me your money and God will bless you, The Bible says that they're not supposed to be given to filthy lucre. So they don't even really have to talk about it, because God knows our needs even before we ask him. So what's wrong with telling God what we need? Like, can he hear us? Isn't he God Almighty? Yeah, he is. So we don't even have to tell anybody else what we need. He knows what we need. The Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God, and then all the other things will be added unto you. So you just go right on about it, about your business, lead a good life, be an honest person with integrity, and God will bless you. Yeah, God will bless you. But you know what? There's also some scriptures, and the prosperity preachers don't like to tell you, but Jesus said, as long as you're in this world, you're going to have tribulation. Well, that's a promise too. They like to tell you about all the prosperity promises, but the Bible also promises you tribulation on this earth. So all of the apostles, except one, died a martyr. They were all murdered except for one. So if anybody knew about the Bible, it was them. They knew about it. They walked with Jesus himself. So unto the pure, all things are pure, but unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure, but even their mind and conscience is defiled. They profess that they know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient, and unto every good work reprobate. Because there's one preacher the Lord said, don't even mention his name anymore, and I'm not going to, because he is reprobate. He actually is telling people now on national television that he had one property foreclosed and auctioned off and filed for bankruptcy. And the other property that this so-called ministry owned was going to be auctioned, but somebody, I guess, bought it from the bankruptcy court or whatever. But actually telling people that he is out of debt now, and they're going to be moving to their new location. So, excuse me, but how do you get out of debt when you leave a property? Millions of dollars of damage was done to the one property that they had, and it was auctioned off. So what are you going to do? You're going to pay off the loan that you got from the credit union for like $8 million, and then all the property damage, a couple million, and then you're going to pay off all your creditors, and then you're going to pay off all your creditors from the bankruptcy at the other location. When you pay off all your creditors, and you pay back the mortgage loans and all that, then you're out of debt. You're not out of debt because you filed for bankruptcy. I'm like, what a liar. Oh, Lord, please help us. Help us. Help. Dear Lord, help us. Anyway, I'm telling you. And the thing is, if you don't know the backstory about this particular so-called ministry, oh, you'd see this guy on TV, and he's saying, I'm out of, oh, the Lord's blessed me. All my seed sowing finally worked, and I'm out of debt. And then the host and the hostess of this program, oh, yeah, God bless you. I'm like, they're all drinking Kool-Aid. They all drank the same Kool-Aid. And so like these people like to hang around each other. But it's time for a new generation of Christians that don't compromise. We don't sell out for money. We don't lie and cheat. We don't covet our neighbor's goods. We do what's right in the sight of God. And thank you, Jesus. You know, we hope for that. So I have a caller on 718. Before I play the clips, and I've got some doozies for you, but let me see if this is a caller or if they're just listening. Hello, 718. Are you just listening or are you calling in with a comment?
Just listening.
Okay, then. God bless. All right. Okay, so I was very interested this week when I watched one of the Richard Roberts broadcasts. And now Richard comes from a long history of this seed faith con game that his father, Oral Roberts, instituted. And, of course, they wound up in the end losing their university. The City of Faith Hospital that they built in Tulsa went bankrupt. The university was Oral Roberts University at the time Richard Roberts was president, was $40 or $50 million in debt. And there was a scandal, in the year 2007 or something, and they forced him to resign. I don't know how they did that, but they did force him to resign. And then he was no longer the president. And I don't know if it was bought or how it happened that the Green family, who owns Hobby Lobby, took over Oral Roberts University, and they run it now. And Richard Roberts has moved to Florida, and he's still on television. But Seed Faith didn't work for them. It didn't work. And Richard and Lindsay are still on TV telling you that it's going to work for you if you send us some money. Well, it didn't work for them. But maybe they should get a real job and quit conning people. But now they've got coming up, they've got a blended oil service coming up. This took some creativity. Yeah, it really did. It really took some creativity because imagine they're going to send you now. You have to call up, and of course this is a great way to get your address because they have to think of a way to get more people on their mailing list. They're not doing this because they love you and they want to pray for you, because you can pray for yourself. You don't need to send a letter to Richard Roberts with some anointing oil so he can pray for you. It's a gimmick. And so you have to call up the toll-free number, and it's free. It's a free call. And you call, and Richard will send you an envelope with a packet of oil. And you don't open the oil. You take that packet of oil, and you pray over it, and then you mail it back to Richard. And then Richard is going to take all those thousands of packets that he gets. This is what he claims. He's going to take all those thousands of packets that he gets back in the mail, and he's going to cut them open. Yeah, sure. And they're going to take all that oil in those packets, and they're going to put it in one big container, and then they're going to have a big prayer meeting. I don't know who all they're going to invite to come and lay hands on this oil. But in 5 weeks' time, they're going to have a big prayer meeting, and all these so-called anointed ones are going to lay hands on this oil, and then they're going to repackage the oil, and then they're going to send it back to you. Yeah, sure. Oh, dear. Anyway, here's Richard and Lindsay.
In 5 weeks from today, we're going to have a very special blended oil healing service, and we're going to blend all the oil together from people like you around the world, around the States, Canada, and all over the world, in a very special service here on our program. Now, here's what I want you to do, because maybe you've never heard anything like this before. I want to send you this very special envelope that has a little packet of oil that Lindsay described. When you get it, don't open it. Lay your hands on it. Pray over it.
Open the letter.
Well, open
not
the letter,
the
yes.
Yes. Please.
Thank you. Open the letter.
I'm nervous here. But you're cute.
Thank God for a good wife.
Thank God for a great wife.
Keeps me online here. Take the little packet of oil. Thank you, Lindsay.
You're welcome.
Take the little packet of oil out. Lay your hands on it and pray. Now, don't open the little packet. Send it back to me just like it is. And let us pray over it. Then let us blend it together with the anointing oil from others around the world. Now, there's a special toll-free number that you can call to get it. It's 1-866-870-6932. That's 1-866-870-6932.
And keep in mind what you just said in that scripture, the prayer of faith shall save the sick,
and the
what?
Lord.
The Lord shall raise you up. You know, whether or not Richard and Lindsay want to be able to perform that miracle, it's not our job, and
that's
it's not
right.
And it's not according to the
no,
Bible.
We're a point of contact.
We pray, you pray, corporate prayer, corporate anointing. It's the prayer of faith that, to me, sort of jump starts or kick starts into action. then the Lord has the responsibility to raise you up. If I had the responsibility to raise you up or not, I'm not sure I'd make the right decision on the wrong people. You know, that's not our job. God does not entrust us with that. But as you pray, your job is not to say, now who's going to get this and who's the Lord going to raise up? No, no, no. But when you get it, your job is to pray. And that corporate prayer, I believe, as the Bible says, does an amazing work. And then the Lord takes the responsibility for the healing. And I just think that kickstarts the miracle.
Now, Lindsay, we've had lots of testimonies that have come. In fact, the last time we did this, the reason why we're doing it again is because we've had such a response from people.
Overwhelming
amount
of testimonies.
Testimonies from all over the world.
Yeah,
and that's why
have.
I'm giving you an opportunity to be involved in it again. But when we did this before, there were testimonies that came from everywhere. And I want to share one with you. There's a woman in Houston by the name of Shay.
I mean, believe it or not, you know? Yeah, Brother Vincent, I agree. Blended oil service? Wow, that was creative. But no, they don't do it because they want to pray for you. You can save your stamp and save time. Just pray for yourself at home. You won't have to send any blended oil to Richard Roberts. I challenge somebody to write, and I guarantee you they will put you on the mailing list, and you will be bombarded with letters for Seed Faith gifts because, you know, Richard, I guess they need some money, but pitiful. I mean, that is somewhat pitiful. So that's Richard Roberts and his blended oil service coming up. And like he said, they did this before, and they had such a response. Yeah, I bet they did. They probably added thousands of names to their mailing list, so that's why they do it. God doesn't need Richard Roberts. Richard Roberts does not have any special contact with God where if Richard Roberts prays, you get healed because it's Richard Roberts. No. If you pray, God hears your prayer. And there's nothing wrong with people praying for you, but God can hear your prayer just as good as he hears Richard's prayer or Kenneth Copeland's prayer or Benny Hinn's prayer or any of their prayers. God can hear your prayer just fine at home. And it won't cost you any, it does not cost anything to pray. So that's free. I don't know why they don't tell you that, but because they got a good con game going, I guess. But I happened to be turning the channels a few days ago, and I saw a new guy. I never saw this guy before. His name is Brian Karn, a young man, 27, he says. And he said that God called him to be a prophet. So he's the new kid on the block. And then I saw him on the Word Unword Network. But nothing new under the sun. He's got the same hustle. You know, send your seed faith gift in. And when God sees your obedience and then God will answer your prayers, and he gets you out of debt, and he gets you favor, and he gets you healings, and God gets you all kinds of miracles because you send money in to the Unword Network, and you send money in to Benny Hinn, and this guy. I mean, this guy is a hypnotist. I don't doubt it for one minute that he's a psychic hypnotist. He likes to snap his fingers when he's doing his little hypnotic whatever mumbo jumbo. So that's a technique that hypnotists use, is the snapping of the fingers. And and you see Benny Hinn. You hear Benny Hinn there in the background. Oh, he's so excited about this young man because here's another guy he can use to help him raise money. So here's Hinn and Brian Karn.
Out of this field, though. And now you're going to have an encounter with Jesus
You're going to lay your tears at the feet of Jesus. You're laying your problems at Jesus' feet. One word from God is getting ready to cause your life to change. Pastor, I feel an instruction that God is telling me to give the people. Do you mind if I
Please go ahead.
I believe right now, you know, I studied something that said that any synagogue is completely debt-free. Every synagogue is completely debt-free. That they don't even take up the offering in the service. That they raise the money, the business owners raise the money to build the synagogues, and they are completely debt-free. There is somebody watching me right now. I believe there's an anointing that is being released over this airway for supernatural increase, divine increase. I'm not talking about what your job can do. Your job can't pay you the money God wants to give you. Your job was never designed to make you rich. It's designed to make your boss rich. God wants to give you some money. Supernatural increase, divine increase. I'm talking about money that don't make sense. That's an anointing I feel. He wants to pull you out of that struggle. He wants to pull you out of that dry place. He wants to pull you into a land not just of not enough. He wants to bring you out of the land of not enough into the land of more than enough, because just enough just ain't good enough. It's time for you to possess your promise. This is what the Spirit of God is speaking to me right now. And I believe if you honor these instructions, your life is getting ready to change. Pastor, the number 41 is the number of over. It's over. Jesus was in the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights. On the 41st day, it was over. Noah was on the ark for 40 days and 40 nights. The 41st day, it was over. The children of Israel wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. But I believe right now there's somebody watching me. Whatever you're in, God sent the prophet to declare, it's over. This is what I want you to do. Do not hesitate. Don't think about it. Don't wonder. Because anytime you think, you're going to miss it. John 2 and 5, whatever he tells you to do, do it. I told a woman in Washington, D.C., Bishop Albert and Susie Orange Church, I told her, I said, who is Bridget? She said, I'm Bridget. I said, give me $100. She said, why? I said, God's going to give you $100. She said, when? I said, tomorrow. She walked in that church with $113,000 the very next day. I want to speak over your life right now that whatever you're in is getting ready to break. This is what I want you to do. There's a number on your screen. Don't hesitate. Right now, while the anointing is flowing, I want you to get a $41 seat in your hand. $141. There are 20 people. You're to give $1,041. Don't hesitate. Somebody say, is it me he's talking to? Yep. Let him call my name. Nope. Only a wicked and perverse generation seeketh after a sign. Trust him. You only have one moment to trust him. Don't miss your hour of visitation. So that $41 seed, because I prophesy and declare that whatever you are dealing with now, it's over by the word of a prophet.
I need to feel that anointing with you.
Hallelujah.
Thank God for his mercy. Call the number on the screen and obey the Lord. Just do it now and watch what God
will do. Hallelujah.
I really feel the Spirit of God here. Release that anointing on the people.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you
for
supernatural increase. I thank you that the blessing of God is running them down and overtaking them. God, that word overtake, I like to say the blessing is going to hijack them. Father, hijack them with blessings right now. Cause there to be a supernatural takeover and bless them and cause reports to come in. 24-hour turnaround. In Jesus' name, amen.
And amen.
Hallelujah.
Do it now and
hallelujah.
Rejoice in what the Lord will do. I'll see you again. Keep calling. Bye-bye.
God is filled up.
Help! Lord, help! Who are these people? It's like they just stepped up out of the pit. He said, notice this guy, Karn, he says, don't think, he says, don't think. Yeah, exactly, don't think. They don't want you to think about anything. Just get out that checkbook. And they prey upon people's vulnerability. what they know people are having a hard time financially. So, oh, they've got the answer. Send Benny Hinn some more money so Benny can buy a couple more mansions and a few more jets. Benny Hinn doesn't care anything about you. He doesn't care about anybody but himself. Either does this Brian Karn guy. I'm so sorry for this guy because he's in big trouble with God. And then to say that God said, I want to know how many people, if the truth be known, how many people sit at home with the television off and everything off, and all of a sudden the word of the Lord comes onto them, and the Lord says, send Benny Hinn $1,040. Like, does that ever happen? No, that never happens. I guarantee you, that never happens. It only happens when you watch them and they hypnotize you. And they know what they're doing. They know what they're doing. That's the only time it happens. And then they have the nerve. I'd be afraid of God striking me down to say, the Lord said? What Lord? Their Lord, the devil, not the Lord Jesus Christ, because the Lord Jesus Christ doesn't talk like that. Show me one scripture in the New Testament where Jesus Christ ever talked like that. Show me one scripture where Jesus Christ or any of the apostles ever took up an offering and said, the Holy Ghost is telling me that you need to send me $1,000 or $10,000 and send it here and send it right now, and then God's going to bless you. That's not in the Bible. It's probably in the Satanic Bible, but that's not in the Bible, the Holy Bible, the Word of God, and God exalts his word above his name. God's not a liar. He's not a con artist. To say God and to put Jesus' name in there, oh, I'd be afraid. I'd be afraid to do that kind of stuff. Isaiah 47:10, for thou hast trusted in thy wickedness. Thou hast said, none seeth me. Thy wisdom and thy knowledge, it hath perverted thee. And thou hast said in thine heart, I am and none else beside me. Jeremiah 3:21, a voice was heard from the high places, weeping and supplication of the children of Israel, for they have perverted their way, and they have forgotten the Lord their God. Jeremiah 23:36, and the burden of the Lord shall ye mention no more, for every man's word shall be his burden, for ye have perverted the words of the living God, of the Lord of hosts, our God. They have perverted the gospel. They have perverted the words of the living God. They have robbed widows' houses. Someone was telling me the other day that they went to visit an older lady. I think she was in her 90s. And I don't know if she was listening, I think, to Christian radio, and she was saying, yeah, whenever you even call the prayer line, and that's why most of these people have prayer lines, is because when you call in, you have to give your name and your address before they'll pray for you so that they put you on the mailing list. It's just another gimmick. They don't care about praying for you. They want your name and your address so they can start sending you mail for money. And I remember that happened to me years ago when I called Marilyn Hickey's prayer line. And before they would pray for me, they wanted my name and address. So I said, well, forget about it. I don't have to give you my name and address for you to pray for me. I knew what they were doing. And I thought, wow, Marilyn Hickey running the con game. So find some people that love you, that care about you if you need prayer. But if you call a prayer line and you have to give your name and address before they'll pray for you, then forget about it. Hang up. Hang up. Find somebody that loves you to pray for you, not these con artists. Now, we have a very favorite. This one, he's been around for a long time. How many of you out there, now I've been seeing this guy, Peter Popoff, I've been seeing him for, since the 80s. I mean, this guy's been around a long time. I think he was actually caught one time. He used to be on so-called Christian television all the time in the 80s. And he was caught one time, I think, with a radio device in his ear. And what he had was he had this little radio device in his ear that you couldn't see. And then his wife was somewhere in the back room, and he would go around. Sometimes before service, they would have their front men go around and start talking to people and getting people's addresses and their names. And then they would give this information to his wife that was in the back room. So then when Peter Popoff was walking around and pretending that he knew people's names and their addresses and he knew what they needed to get healed or whatever, his wife was actually telling him this thing in his ear from a back room. And he was outed, I think, by this man called the Amazing Randy or something. He actually intercepted the radio device, and he outed Peter Popoff. So then you didn't see him anymore on these so-called Christian networks. But now he's back. I mean, he's back. And these people say that these networks are Christian, like the Unword Network and I think the World Harvest Network, which is Lester Sumrall's children. So this guy's actually back on these so-called Christian networks. And, I mean, if anybody's got a con game going, it's this Peter Popoff. So let's listen to what Peter has to say.
It is about to fall. And that means an abundance of blessings for you.
Brother, are you in pain right now? You right now? Yes. It's in your back?
That you are sitting in my living room talking with me. I meditate that you are. God have blessed me with a $57,000 cancellation. He blessed me with two new cars, one for myself and my daughter, Destiny. And I like to say also, you guys look even better in person.
Amen. We're going to pray. We're going to send the anointed word out over the airwaves now. I want you to come a little bit closer. Come a little bit closer and let us pray. Touch our hands as a point of contact. You're going to feel this divine power and anointing. Oh, Lord Jesus, right now, let it flow. Let this power, this anointing flow. Oh, Lord Jesus, let us see the drought broken. Let us see the abundance of rain. Oh, Lord and Savior, I believe you're going to transform the lives of everyone watching right now in faith. From lack to abundance. From victory, from defeat to total victory. From sickness to health. From bondage and oppression to liberty and freedom. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. There it is. Open up and just receive this anointed word. There it is. Amen. I'll tell you, God's power is flowing to you. Some of you need a little bit of help. Write to Elizabeth and I. Let us pray for you. Let us minister to you. Let us stand in agreement with you. Until we hear from you, go on with God.
And be a true soldier of His.
That's our prayer for each and every one of you. Amen.
A drought is a severe lack of rainfall, resulting in shortages of water and food. It can be natural, or spiritual, or relational, and always brings heartache and suffering. If you've been going through a financial, physical, relational, or spiritual drought, don't give up. Your drought is about to end, and an abundance of rain is coming.
I got 3 job offers. And then you sent me another letter and said, don't take those jobs. It's another one coming. I'm in that job. I have a brand new car. You wrote to me about love. I got a brand new love. You wrote to me about the relationship with me and my mother. It has been mended.
He sent me a letter saying that I was going to be a multi-millionaire. That family came back and willed me $12 million.
God has given Peter Popoff a powerful miracle mixture, the same mixture that God used to break the extreme drought that plagued Israel.
I declare to you, your drought is going to end as you use your faith, move in faith.
I have a brand new home. I have a brand new car.
She had a debt cancellation of
$54,000.
And once you wrote to me, I went home, and in my closet, I found $150,000.
$25,000, and $483,000 was in the bank.
Sister Carter had been addicted to crack cocaine for how long?
25 years. I ran across your TV program. I've been clean for 5 years.
Take the steps of faith to end the drought in your body, your finances, your relationships. Can you hear that? It's the sound of abundance. Abundant finances, abundant health, and abundantly satisfying relationships are about to rain down on you as never before. Get your very own free packet of Miracle Mixture and end the drought in your life today.
Miracle Mixture. Oh. Help, please. Where do these people come from? Do you believe it? A lady said that she went to her closet. Yeah, she got a letter from Peter Popoff with some kind of oil or miracle spring water or something. And she actually went to her closet, and she found $100,000 in her closet. Yeah, I don't know. What, did the fairy godmother bring it or what? I mean, yeah, come on. Like, how do these... The thing is, it takes millions of dollars to be on these television stations. So this guy's raking in the dough. Him and Liz, I think that's his wife's name, believe me, they go home at night and they roll in the money, and they laugh hysterically at how stupid people are. And you see how gullible people are? You think that they don't pay these people to stand up and give these testimonies? Like that one girl, oh, you said I was going to get a husband. Oh, yeah, well, I got your letter, and I've got a husband now, and I got debt cancellation. The thing is, now tell me, how does somebody get debt cancellation? The only way you get debt cancellation is you pay your debts. I didn't know that, or you file bankruptcy, and that's the way you get debt cancellation. You don't just have debts disappear from your credit report, some miracle spring water or something on your credit report, and then all of a sudden debts disappear. Well, who's going to pay those debts? If you have debts, you're supposed to pay the debts. I didn't know that God was into robbing people of money that you owe them, and then some supernatural miracle he performs, and then your debts go away. I didn't know that God did that kind of thing in the first place. God doesn't operate like that. He doesn't rob people so that you can have debt cancellation. That doesn't even make any sense. Anyway, there's another pimpette in training by one of the top pimp preachers that we have on the market today, Rod Parsley, who is on the top 10 list there of pimp preachers, Rod Parsley, and he's bringing on this woman, Medina Pullings, who looks like, I don't know if she's wearing a bedspread or what, like she's on his program, and it looks like she's wearing a bedspread. So anyway, she claims that she sowed a seed and Rod Parsley's ministry, and then they didn't know each other. And because she sowed that seed, all of a sudden she gets this supernatural phone call from Rod Parsley, and Rod says that he wants to come to her church. And I guess the only reason why Rod wanted to go to the church was because he probably wanted an offering. He knew that these people had some money because they have a little business on the side. They have a clothing business or something. So they've got some money. And I don't think Rod Parsley was sitting at home getting supernatural messages from God. Go to the Pullings Church. Go to the Pullings Church. No, he probably knew that if he went there, he was going to get a nice, big, fat offering, because these people don't go anywhere for just saying, okay, I'm going to come preach at your church, and if you take an offering, fine. If you don't take an offering, that's fine too. I'm just going to come because God told me to come. They don't operate like that. There's a testimony from a man that was with Teen Mania Ministry, and they brought T.D. Jakes into that ministry a few years back, and they had to give T.D., they had, now for him to come and preach for 50 minutes, they gave him $100,000 honorarium. And then besides the honorarium that they gave him, they had to pay $20,000 for his jet airplane to fly him there because, you know, he's very important. He has to have his own private jet, fly him to preach the gospel. And then you had to put him up in the presidential suite because, no, he cannot have any other room except the presidential suite. So they wound up spending, I don't know, $150,000. Now, this is a youth ministry, Teen Mania, where, you know, they need money. People are hungry. They don't have homes, things like that. But T.D. needed the money. I mean, don't you feel sorry for him? Let's send an offering to T.D. because he needs it. So they had to give the great so-called Mr. Jakes, which I can't stand his preaching. I've never listened to one of his sermons, never once, never listened one time to a whole sermon. I don't even know what the guy's talking about. He talks in circles. I don't get it with this guy. He's got some kind of mesmerism or something. There's a certain segment of people that he manages to hypnotize or whatever, because I don't get what the attraction is to this guy. A guy that hangs around with Oprah Winfrey? Like, what gospel is she preaching? So, anyway, yeah, they don't come to your church or to your meeting because they love you and because they love God. They come to get some money because it takes big money to pay for television time. Very, very expensive. And also, they've got to maintain their mansions and their jets and their tailor-made suits and their butlers. And, you know, while you live at home and you're washing and scrubbing the pots every night and you're going your 9-to-5 job, and they've got a butler and a maid and a chauffeur and all that. Look, I don't have anything against preachers having money if they earn it themselves, not if they're telling you, give me your money so I can live like a king and meanwhile you take the bus or ride your bicycle or whatever. No. That's not the way it works in the kingdom of God. So, enough already. Anyway, this is the new pimpette in training there, Miss Pullings, that she'll tell you how she sows her seeds. And she gives her money, and she gave her money to Rod Parsley Dodd, in parenthesis, because they tell you you're giving it to God. And I don't know where. Could you please tell me where God ever had an altar? Did God ever have an altar anywhere where, I don't know, did Jesus ever have a place like where they came and they just started piling up money in front of Jesus? And, you know, there's some kind of mysterious altar. Is there an altar at Rod Parsley's church where people come up and they pile money up? And then what do you do? Like you hold it up to God and God says, wow, that's filthy lucre. Well, God doesn't even, that's what God says. He says, filthy, ugh, money. And it is, it's filthy. I never saw God say, wow, worship me with your money. And that sure looks like some nice money down there. You know, well, we need money. We know that. But we don't have to steal it from people like these con artists. Anyway, let's listen to Parsley and Pullings, their little con job.
God has spoken to regarding a $10,000 seed. He's spoken that seed specifically to me 5 times in my life. Other times much more than that, but 5 times specifically $10,000. As I sowed it immediately in obedience. 3 of the 5 times the return came in less than 24 hours. And once before I got the seed out of my hand, $1 million miracle had been released into my life. What do you want God to do?
$1 million?
You pray.
Wow.
Now wrap your prayer in the expectation of a seed sown in a moment of obedience, because God's anointing releases his blessing by what he does when you obey. $300 seed, A tremendous package of faith-building material will be in your hands. But Medina Pullings and I will agree for your miracle. Just a moment, I'm going to ask Dr. Pullings to pray. To pray over your seed. To pray over your step of faith, and I'm going to agree with her. But I want to give you just a moment, as the Holy Spirit is speaking to you. Whatever seed he speaks to you to sow, I want to bless you with Dr. Medina Pulling's beautiful CD, Jumpstart Your Day with Dr. Medina Pullings in Prayer. For the $300 seed today, all of the faith-building material. I know God is about to open a door to you no man can close. Are you ready for him to do it? Mm-hmm. He will yet be inquired of. You have to pray. And then God says, your praying combined with your seed builds a memorial in the presence of God. And
really?
He will remember your prayer. Go to your phone, log on at rodparsley.com, or write to me today. Be obedient, and I know the blessing of God's going to be released in your life.
Today,
Rod's got it down, right? Yeah, he's got his act down over there. Honest. He always like throws it in there, and God will honor your obedience. No, God is not going to honor your selfishness and your greed. No, God's not going to honor any of that. 1 Samuel 12:4, and they said, thou hast not defrauded us nor oppressed us, neither hast thou taken aught of any man's hand. And that's what we should be doing. We don't, if somebody comes and they say, I'm a prophet, well, they're not going to be holding out their hand for some seed phase offering. I can assure you they will not. So these people, anyway, let's put them out of business. I would really like to see that. And I know many of you would too. It's high time, but like I said before, if you have friends involved in this kind of thing, download this episode. Like, there's other ministries out there too, where you can get some good information about these people, these heretics, reprobates, because nobody but a reprobate would take money in the name of Jesus and promise you healing and favor and financial miracles. No, that's how reprobates behave, not Christians. That is not Christian. So it's time to put these people out of business. But I'm going to play one more clip, and this is from Paula White. Now, Paula White goes to T.D. Jakes' church, so-called, last week, and she's invited there, and of course, he's not there. I don't know where he is, but she was invited there. The whole purpose of the invitation, it seemed to me, was for her to take up an offering at the end of the service for T.D. because, you know, he needs the money. Now, I'm sure out of those thousands of people that were sitting in that building that day, there was probably 95%, at least, probably more of those people, even in their fine clothes and their fine car and whatever, they're all in debt. If they would take a survey at TD's church, I can assure you that they wouldn't get many hands raised in that congregation of all their seed sowing and tithing and whatever and pledging and vowing and whatever they do over there, that they are out of debt. No, they're not. They have more big mortgages, big car payments, big credit card bills. So nobody's out of debt hardly over there. So anyway, Paula goes there. She has to take up an offering for TD. And you know, it can't be a small offering. She says, let's Bishop, and she calls him Daddy. That's not your daddy. I got news for you. And Bishop, I don't know. That one's iffy. But she says, let's give Bishop $1 million. Now, wow, $1 million? That's like Rod Parsley said that before. Like, that's called a subliminal suggestion. Rod says, now, if you sow the seed, look, I sowed a seed of 10,000. God gave me $1 million. So maybe if you give me 10,000, God might give you $1 million. Well, who doesn't want $1 million? Wow. That's all I have to do is give you 10,000 and I get $1 million. Wow, what an investment. Who gives a return like that? So Paula says, we got to give TD now. Bishop, when Bishop told me to come here, I said, I'm coming there, Daddy Bishop, and I'm going to bring my offering too. So she's got to pay him. Like, she's coming there. She's the guest speaker. She's got to bring some money over there too. They've got to take up $1 million. Let's give TD $1 million. TD lives in a big mansion. He's got some nice, fine jewelry, custom-made clothes, although they don't look that to me. His clothes don't look like they fit, but I've heard people say he gets tailor-made suits. But anyway, we got to give TD. Look, don't you feel sorry for TD? I mean, $1 million? There's people who are sitting in that congregation. They walk to church that day. They don't even have a car. Maybe they don't even have a bicycle. And they were flocking up there. You can go on YouTube and see the video of those zombies, I'll call them, flocking up there to put their money on the altar, because we got to give TD some money. We've got to give him some money over here because he doesn't have enough. He's got movie production companies. He's got conferences. He's got books. He's got tapes. I don't know, maybe Sister Jakes needs a new hat. I don't know. What do you think? Oh, wow, we got to give him some money. But anyway, this clip is a little long, but I want you to hear it because you got to hear it for yourself, you know. And anyway, here we go.
And we had about 60, almost 70 acres, you know, I think. And I needed those 54. I needed about 120 acres to build everything that we needed to build. And so I said, God, he said, I'm sending a suddenly to you. This is a year of inheritance. So I got before the church and I said, it's a year of inheritance. I said, and God says that we're going to have that 54 acres. And we will arise and we will build. I said, and everything we do, we'll do debt free. And we've almost raised, we've had pledges of over $1 million, right at $1 million. Everything we've done debt free. People say, well, who you have in? Nobody. Just God. They said, what fundraiser did you get? Nobody. Just God. Because I understand the season it is. Patty, I understand. So the Lord spoke to me, and I said to myself, I got before the church, and I was prophesying like this word.
Yeah.
That's why God told me to bring this word. Gina will testify to it, and I said, I will sign the letter of intent and sign the contract for that land before you this year. I said, it's our year of inheritance. Now, for 13 years, it's been shut down, but we're in year 14.
Yeah.
So I called up, and I said, call the owners. I said, I want to meet with them. So my staff called the owners, and I went to meet with the owners, and they said, we want you to know something. This land is under contract now, and it's due to close on this date. So, Michael, I just said, I called my chief intercessor, called Papa, called some people around the world that I know, and I said, come in agreement with me. Now, when we pray, we don't pray prayers of manipulation and witchcraft.
No.
But we understand how to legally shift things in the realm of the spirit, that what belongs to us that's in the hands of the enemy, and not even an enemy means anything that is not in the hands of God's purpose. Doesn't mean they're a bad person. I said, there has to be a divine exchange for what is rightfully mine belongs to me as the inheritance for the kingdom of God to come to pass. So I said, start praying. So I went and I met with her, and God gave me a word of knowledge. When I gave her a word of knowledge, I started praying over her. She starts to cry, and I said, look, I said, I'm straight up with business. This is how it is. I said, I want the land. I said, tell me what I need to pay. And I said, let's get this done. And there were two owners, one in New Zealand and one in Orlando. And they said, well, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I said, God's going to speak to you. She goes, oh, I've heard that. I said, God's going to speak to you. I said, because that land has to be part of this for the City of Destiny to be built. I prayed over and I left. I get a phone call a few days later. She says, now, the most important part, there's a property behind us that has a safe house that backs up to our property. And they want to build a new building, but they needed 3 acres of our land. So we didn't have enough land in the first place, and we'd been shut down for 13 years. And the Lord woke me up and said, give them 3 acres.
Yeah.
And so I go to my board, and everybody says, it's crazy in the natural. You don't shrink. Well, you do if you're getting ready to expand. Because if you don't give that seed, if you don't activate through obedience, then you can't unlock the blessings, because divine inheritance requires divine instruction to bring divine reward.
Really?
So we went to the owners of the safe. I said, I don't care if you pay anything, don't pay anything. If you want to pay $1,000, pay nothing, pay $10,000. Here's the value of it. Do whatever you want, but that's going to you. We released that 3 acres. We shrunk. 2 weeks later, I signed the letter of intent before the congregation. 2 weeks after the letter of intent, I signed, you aren't even hearing what I'm saying, I signed the contract with Bishop Jakes and Archbishop Duncan Williams there. We own the 54 acres, but here's the crazy part about it. When we signed everything, they never even asked for a bank statement. They didn't even know if I had $2 in the bank or $2 million. And it was well over $2.4 million. You aren't hearing what I'm saying. And we own it. We own it. I told you everything we're doing. We're raising up and we're buying and we're buying debt-free. Come on. And we're moving forward. You aren't hearing what I'm saying. No attachments. They didn't even ask. They didn't even look at a bank statement.
Uh-oh. You're in trouble.
Oh, you aren't hearing what I just said to you. You aren't hearing what God's getting ready to wreck your house. Come on, God's getting ready to bring blessing and access. He's getting ready unprecedented. So when Daddy called me and told me, I said, oh, yes, sir, I'm here with the word. And I said, and a seed. It's that simple. And they're like, what? I said, oh, yeah, I understand how to position myself. So here's what I'm here for. Every single person, some of you haven't pledged. You need to pledge $10,000, $5,000, $1,000. You need to do it, and you need to bring it in ASAP. But I'm here not just for your pledges. I'm here because you know and I know that you've got money if you want money. That I knew when I pledged my first $20,000 for our building, I was like, okay, Lord, and God began to open doors. This is my most blessed year. Yeah, y'all aren't even hearing me. If I start talking about God's goodness, William Morris called me and signed me for a deal. I didn't ever call them, Sonia. They just signed me. They called me and said, hey, we won't have you. It opened up another deal that Walmart's now my sponsor. Amazon's now my sponsor. Money just started coming in. Yo, don't hate. Don't get it. Don't. I mean, I didn't have attorneys. I didn't have agents. I just have access. I just have access through obedience and positioning. So I came to let you know, everybody's still standing. I want you, if you have $1,000, if you have $5,000, if you have $10,000, make it to the Potter's house. If you've got to put it on your credit card, do it. I'm serious, do it. Because sometimes we make everything else. You want me to be really honest? Daddy will have to correct me if I'm off. When we get in comfortable places, when you're in something like this beautiful, then it's harder to give because you're like, everything's working good. This isn't about you. It's about posterity. And as you do that, then God says, I preserve everything for you. We have an obligation of responsibility. How many of you say, Pastor Paula, today I won't only bring a pledge, but I'll bring the best part of my pledge for the building. Come on, I'll bring the best part of it. Lift your hand, I'll bring the best part of it. Come on, I'll bring the best part of it. I'll bring the best part of it. I want every single person, you can be seated, because I'm taking my time with this, and I'm going to minister. We're going to let you out. Every single person, make it to the Potter's house, correct the house, raise the house. because we're going to build for the next generation. Come on, you know that every age and nobody leaving, we're going to build. I want you to bring it and lay it and put it in the wheelbarrow. Can we bring the wheelbarrow down front? Can we bring it down front? And if you would say, I don't have $1,000, then I want you to give $140. And make a pledge. And 140 is saying, God, I believe that in the year 2014, that God's getting ready to do something. And everyone that's bringing 1,000 or 10,000, I'm going to ask my pastors to come line up. And if you just want, this is how I do it. If you just will put it in the hands of the pastors, if you're bringing 1,000, 5,000, or 10,000, because I want to pray over them, then they'll give them to me. I'm just going to ask my pastors to line up. As soon as you get that, I want every single person to come down. If you're in the balcony or on the sides, the ushers are going to receive it, and then they'll bring it down. Is that okay? Have you been blessed today? Have you been blessed?
No.
Can we come back and show Bishop? Come on. Can you do me a favor? Can you show Bishop I'm with you? Can you show God I got this? Every single person getting a seed. Every single person. I want you to get a seed. And if you say, Pastor Paula, I want you to get that seed. If it's 1,000, 5,000, 10,000, I want you to put it in the hands of the pastors. Everybody else, we're going to bring it down. I know that we usually pass the buckets, but I want you to bring it this time. God bless you. I anoint that and I bless it. I'm telling you, there's an anointing for favor. There's an anointing for access. Everybody, you bring something. If you're not bringing, because all this will go for it. If you're not bringing it, the 1,000 or the 5,000 or 10,000, bring your best seed and lay it on the altar. Is that okay? Bring your best seed. So every single person, get up. Every single person. Your best seed might be $14, might be $1,400, might be $140, but everybody bring something. Every single person. God bless you. God bless you. And if you're bringing that 1,000, that 5,000, that 10,000, put it in the hands of the pastors. Every single person. Every single person. Everybody's got to be moving right now. Come on, guys. Don't miss a moment. Blessings have requirements. Blessings have requirements.
Oh, really?
Blessings have requirements. Blessings have requirements. It's what you're connected to. Telling you, I sense a shift. Their land's getting ready to come to you. Houses getting ready to come to you.
Whoa.
Buildings getting ready to come to you. Big time blessing getting ready to come to you. In the name of Jesus, every single person. Every single person. Every single person. Every single person. If your best seed is $14. If your best seed is $140. Whatever it is. You bring your best. Say, I'm building. See, that's what children are. Children means builders. I'm a child of the Most High God. That's all about heritage. It's all about inheritance. This is not the year that you have to labor. This is the year that you walk in who you are. This is the year that you walk in divine inheritance. This is the year that God opens up the heavens. He removes the blessing blocker. You penetrate through things that have held you out. You move past things that have blocked you from taking possession. You're going to take possession. Your business is going to flourish. Your dream's going to flourish. God is connecting you sovereignly and strategically with right people and telling you he's giving you access. You know this story? When I sat in the nosebleed section and I heard Bishop Jakes preach, I had on a thrift store dress. It was green, and I had on red shoes. I probably looked like a Christmas tree. And I was sitting in the back, and he called forth. It was very unusual, like today is. They called forth for an offering for $1,000. And I didn't have to hardly two pennies to rub together. My budget for the year at Goodwill was $50. But I found out if you want something bad enough, you find a way. If you don't, you find an excuse. So I brought up that $1,000. And I put it in the hands of one of the ushers, one of the pastors. It was very much like today. And Bishop turns around, and he was under that anointing, and he said, get her. And they grabbed me, and he said, First Lady, come and lay hands on her. And he said, prepare her for where she's going. It's almost 27, 26 years ago, something 25 years ago. And he laid hands on me. First Lady laid hands on me. Just a former messed up Mississippi girl out of a trailer who's wearing a thrift store dress. Didn't look like much in the natural, but I carried greatness on the inside of me. I planted that $1,000. See, he didn't know if it was $10, $2. He didn't know what it was. But that $1,000 broke something off of my life.
Yeah.
It gave me access. I love Bishop's preaching. There's not a better preacher in the world. But Jacqueline, the greatest things that have blessed my life are not him in this pulpit, and although he's the best in the pulpit, it's been around a dinner table. It's been in private with him and First Lady eating dinner or doing something. He'd just start prophesying or lay hands on me. And you say, how'd that happen? Obedience to what God says. See, God's getting ready to give you access to the people that you need impartation from. Because you have to have impartation from someone for your purpose to be fulfilled. And God's getting ready to give you access. I know I just went a few minutes over. Are you okay with me? You still love me, guys? You still love me? You don't mind? Thank you for staying. I love you at the Potter's House. Y'all family. I want you to hug somebody next to you. Say, I love you. Say, this hug's from Pastor Paula. Say, she loves you and there's nothing you can do about it. Say, she just loves you like that.
Oh, yeah.
I want you to bring this up. Come on, I feel it. Wouldn't it be amazing when Bishop comes back that we could present to him? What if we could present to him $1 million today and just let his faith soar? Come on. And God puts in your hands that $15 million isn't going to take 3 years or 5 years, but it's built debt-free before the end of this year. Come on. That you have all the resources.
Wow. What a deal, huh? Wow, this needs $1 million. You got to build this. I don't know. There's something else they got to build. They're always building. The thing is, like, Paula White, she bankrupted two churches. She bankrupted. She was the pastor. I'll put it in quotes. Pastor Paula. She was the pastor of the Without Walls Church in Lakeland. Bankrupt. It was auctioned off a few weeks ago. It was deserted for 3 years, millions of dollars in property damage. They couldn't afford to hire a security guard to watch the property. But I don't know, Paula's got all these blessings and all this money and everything. But I've been there. I saw the building. You can go on my YouTube channel and you can look at the video that I shot. Her world headquarters in Tampa, it's now a derelict building, four-story building. Almost every window is broken out. And the electricity, the wires are hanging out. That building she left and went over to take over, hostile takeover or whatever over there in Apopka. But that building is bankrupt, and her ex is now so-called pastoring it. But this is the girl that tells you that, you know, give a little money and God's going to bless you. But she bankrupted two churches. So now she's over there. They're going to build. Now they're building over there. They're building. So they've always got to have some kind of building program going because that's a good way to raise money. So now they're building another thing over there. They're going to build the City of Destiny over there. And this is the girl that bought T.D. Jakes a Bentley. She bought him a Bentley. And they couldn't pay. Now, the real estate agent, I talked to the real estate agent there in Lakeland 3 years ago when a friend of mine told me that the property was being vandalized, and he told me that Paula and Randy could not afford a security guard to watch the property. Now, he told me that. So this is the girl that's telling you that, you know, you give a little bit of money here and you know, God's going to bless you. Look how blessed I am. Well, I don't know. That sounds like stretching it a little bit, but anyway, we're going to bring this program to a close. So don't believe everything you hear. Don't believe most of these people that you see on television nowadays. They lie. They don't tell the truth, and so don't believe them. But I want to thank you all for tuning in today, and I hope you got some help. I really hope you got some help today, and you can help somebody else get out of that the mess that they're in and get away from these heretics. But don't forget, Jesus Christ loves you, and he can forgive you of your sins today. If you ask Jesus to come into your life and repent of your sins, you can be born again and have a brand new life in Christ. And that's the most important thing, is no matter what human beings do or what these false Christians do, Jesus Christ will never let you down. He's for real. He is for real, and he loves you. I'm going to close today. I'm going to close my program with my favorite song here from Shaylin. And God bless you all, and thanks for being here, okay? Bye-bye.
Special dedication to my brothers and sisters on the great continent of Africa, the saints in Malawi, Ghana, Nigeria, Kenya, Zimbabwe. Don't be deceived by what America's sending y'all,
yeah,
man.
Let me begin. While there's still ink left in my pen, I'm set to contend. For truth, you can bet we'll offend. Deception within the church, man, who's letting them in? We talked about this years ago. Let's address it again.
Yeah, and I ain't really trying to start beef, but some who claim to be part of the sheep got some sharp teeth. It can't get mean when you criticize them, but Jesus told us Matthew 7:16, we can recognize them. And God forbid that for the love of some fans, I keep quiet and watch them die with their blood on my hands. So there's nothing left for me to do except to speak to you in the spirit of Jude 3 and 2 Peter 2. And I know that some will label me a Pharisee, because today the only heresy is saying that this heresy. I dare to be specific and drop some clarity on the popularity of the gospel of prosperity. Turn off TBN, that channel is overrated. The pastors speak bogus statements, financially motivated. It's kinda like a pyramid scheme. Visualize heretics Christianizing the American dream. It's foul and deceitful, they're lying to people, teaching that camels squeeze through the eye of a needle. Ungodly and wicked, ask yourself, how can they not be convicted? Treating Jesus like a lottery ticket. And you're thinking they're not the dangerous type, cause some of the statements are right. That only proves that Satan comes as an angel of light. This teaching can't be believed without a cause. The lie is you can achieve a crown without a cross. And I hear it all the time when they speak on the block. Even unbelievers are shocked how they're preaching the flock. It should be obvious then. Yeah, I'll explain why it's sin. Peep the Bible, it's in 1 Timothy 6:9-10. It talks about how the desire for riches has left many souls on fire in stitches, mired in ditches. Tell me, who would teach you to pursue as a goal the very thing that the Bible says will ruin your soul, huh? Yet they're encouraging the love of money. To make it worse, they've exported this garbage into other countries. My heart breaks even now as I'm rhyming. You wanna know what all false teachers have in common?
What?
It's called selfism, the fastest growing religion. They just dress it up and call it Christian. Don't be deceived by this funny biz. If you come to Jesus for money, then he's not your God.
Money is.
Jesus is not a means to an end.
No.
The gospel is he came to redeem us from sin. And that is the message. Forever I'll yell.
No.
If you're living your best life now, you're headed for hell.
Talk to him.
Joe Osteen.
False teacher.
Let him go.
Preble Dollar is a false teacher.
Well, too well.
Benny Hinn is a
false teacher.
I know they're popular, but don't let them deceive ya.
Talk to him.
Keeney Jakes is a
false teacher.
Counter Trump.
Joyce Meyer is a
false teacher.
Let him go.
Paula White is a
false teacher.
Use your discernment, let the Bible lead ya.
Keep going.
Fred Price is a
false teacher.
Counter Trump.
Kenneth Copeland is a
false teacher.
Well, too well.
Robert Tilton is a
false teacher.
I know they're popular, but don't let them deceive ya.
Talk to him.
Eddie Long is a
false teacher.
Let him know.
Juanita Bynum is a
false teacher.
Well, too well.
Paul Crouch is a
false teacher.
Use your discernment, let the Bible lead ya.
But false prophets also arose among the people, just as there will be false teachers among you, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the master who bought them, bringing upon themselves swift destruction. And many will follow their sensuality, and because of them, the way of truth will be blasphemed. And in their greed, they will exploit you with false words. Their condemnation from long ago is not idle, and their destruction is not asleep. 2 Peter 2:1-3.